right, welcome into the Brent and Chuck podcast, everybody. This is Chuck Maxwell alongside my sidekick, Brenton Moore.
Well, you know, when you say it like that, it's almost like you're Batman and I'm Robin.
soon to be Dr. No. Brenton Moore.
I haven't gotten in the program yet.
Yeah, but you're ironing your tie tonight.
That's true. And shaving, by the way. And you have to shave, too.
So I know you're going to impress the muckety mucks of Mid-America. And it'll be great for you to be down there, man. You'll be able to show them some things.
Yeah.
And,
thanks.
I'm right. Glad you're doing it. Because I'll be able to learn some things, too, and it won't cost me any money. Well, we hope everybody's having a good week so far. We're recording this on Tuesday afternoon when the sun has come out.
Oh, and March the 1st, by the way. Can you believe
March
it?
March the 1st. March. Yep.
And week 9.
So, uno de marcho today.
Whatever that means.
And it's Spanish for March 1st.
Oh, okay.
Uno
okay.
de marcho.
Okay. Si.
And you, hopefully, if you have kept up with us in the big story, you have begun to read Numbers.
That's right.
This week, right?
You waded through Leviticus somehow, some way.
Got through it, right?
And
I don't know how many people, you know, what your primary source of your resource for learning what's going on, if you're a Northbrooker, is.
Right.
But you liked one of my comment about if you got behind.
Right. Go ahead and pick up right where we're at. I would not try to, if you've missed many chapters, and when I mean by many chapters, I would say, I'm just throwing this out there, 10 or more.
Okay.
Don't try to go back and do all that. We're encouraging, and we're encouraging, I guess, by default, salt leaders to go ahead and tell their people, let's just go ahead and pick up here.
Yeah. We did our group the other night. I think I said this in the e-connection this week. If nothing else, kind of pick up the key chapters that we may be preaching on. So you were
right.
In Leviticus 16 this week. Read Leviticus 16.
Right. And I'm having to do the same thing with my youth who have not read any of the Bible until this year. So for my youth this week, their only assignment is to read Numbers 13 and 14. That's
it. Okay.
If they can do that in a week, I'm happy.
Right.
Thankful.
Which will be the focal passage for this coming Sunday, by
That's
the
right.
way, just to give you a little heads up on that. But, so the first part of Numbers, a lot of repetition.
Right.
I got to admit, I did a little skimming.
Right.
Through that first part.
Right.
I'll admit that.
You know, and this brings up a great question that sometimes gets bombarded with us as Christians is, you know, we're the people who believe in the inspiration of Scripture.
Yes.
And that does not mean that all passages equally inspire us. Remember, inspiration means that it's God-breathed. In other words, what we're meant to see as Christians and believers, when we go through some passages in Leviticus that are hard to understand or hard to get through, same thing in Numbers, and it's going to happen again later on in the Old Testament, is we're to see how does this fit in with the whole?
Yeah.
Which I'm thankful for our title of this whole thing, The Big Story, and that is that it's moving somewhere, and we need to just sort of get in on where it's moving, which is one more plug for, I think, a good study Bible, or at least an outline of the book. And I have to use that. I mean, I'm sure you use that in Numbers,
because
you're wanting to know, where are we at? What are we doing? Why is he even talking like this or about this?
Right.
Go to your study Bible, and it'll help you.
Yeah, and even on some of the stuff that just from reading it, you get a little bit fuzzy about it.
Right.
You know what? That's okay, because on a lot of it, and maybe even most of it, let's say through like the first part of these Numbers where they're repeating the exact same thing for each tribe.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh.
And you sort of get, why didn't they just lump all this together? Which I do have something I want to say about that. But you look down in your study Bible notes and you'll notice, well, even just the scholarly readers are going, well, yeah, it's repetitious, and it just shows that that all the clans were equal in doing this.
Right.
It's a very simple
point.
I mean, you know, it's not rocket science that there's this much repetition in some of it.
It's
just, there is a simple reason.
Right. Yeah, there's that. One other thing I would say, too, is that don't feel bad that you like, this is maybe another way of what I've already said, but don't feel bad that you like certain parts of Scripture more than others. In other words, like, it's always been true throughout history that we have told our kids certain stories, that we have memorized certain passages in our lives, and you know, that's the way scripture works. So
yeah. And you may want to go in that direction a little bit more if you want to, but I was thinking about this first part of Numbers because everybody's read through
chapter 9 today.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little bit ahead of that, just trying to prepare for Sundays, but if I was the head of a tribe or a clan, this says to me my role as head of that tribe or head of that clan or you know, a chosen spy, you know, a leader from that tribe to come and be a spy or whatever, that it's important, that I have an important role to play.
Yeah.
And it was important enough for the writer to go, you know what? I mean, each one of these tribes had a leader. We're going to tell you what their name was. And it was important that they come and they bring their sacrifice the way every other tribe did.
Yeah. No, that's
their responsibility, you know, was just as important as the other guys. And so it's not this thing like, well, all the tribes brought their sacrifices and here we go.
Yeah.
But it was important that their leaders filled their responsibility.
You know, another thing I was thinking about that is these are people outside the Levitical priesthood role, right? Remember, we read through Numbers, Levi is exempt from being kind of counted and explains that they're a number. But I think it just draws, again, everybody who's listening to this is not the paid staff ministers.
Right.
Yet they have responsibilities, real spiritual responsibilities.
Yeah. So maybe as head of your clan.
Yeah.
You need to take responsibility for stepping up to the plate and carrying out the instructions that God has given us.
Yeah.
And you model that for your family, and you take the lead and you do it.
Right.
You make the sacrifices that God requires of us to do.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll see as the story goes on. That's the big part of it, man.
Well,
make sure your children know.
Yeah.
What we're doing here.
Well, and what you'll hit on this Sunday is there's implications if we don't do that.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, man, it's sad. And I'm, I don't want to preach my sermon.
That'd be fine. So,
Now, what you wanted to, did you want to talk about a little bit more about this whole inspiration?
Yeah, I did. I just wanted to say, too, you know, think about how throughout most of history, it was the King James Bible, American history. I'm thinking about our Western sort of civilization.
Is there another one?
Well, today we're using the hardcore Southern Baptists. We're using the HCCSB.
HCSB.
Yeah, which is a mouthful, so I don't know why they came up with that. But yeah, I mean, so in our language was predominantly influenced by that, and everybody had a copy of that in their home. And all that I'm saying is that the way that they got their kicks before radio and before television was people would, again, just come in and they would tell stories. And they would trace some of what we're doing this year in reading the Bible for Life, passing it on to neighbor kids, to people who would be floating through to their own children. And I just say all that to say that they probably didn't read through by the fire maybe these long portions of Numbers. Maybe they did. Mm-hmm. But when they told the story, what they were faithful to pass on was what we're trying to be faithful to pass on, which is the big story.
Yeah,
and so that's really where I was heading with that.
I think reading through these Old Testament, the Pentateuch, which is the stories that were to be passed on.
Yeah.
If you were a Jewish dad.
Right.
And what you were passing on are the things that we're reading right now.
Absolutely. And we're going to see this. Let me just give you a little bit of a teaser here. We're going to see this in the book of Joshua and then later on Nehemiah, that the first five of the books of the Bible is all that David had.
Yeah.
And all that these Old Testament people had. And we're going to see later on in Nehemiah, but before they build the wall, that when these first five books are read, that the people, once again, are going to be so thankful for it, and they're going to weep and cry.
Oh, wow.
So it's just going to be because they understand the loving God who gave them these stories and these instructions.
Yeah. So we're getting a little bit ahead, too, for our 2 weeks from now when we get to Deuteronomy just a little bit. So,
oh, yeah. All right. Well.
You don't want to spoil that.
No spoilers here.
So, do you have anything to give away this time?
Yeah. Well, if you call, we will give away
pancake
breakfast or pancake lunch or anything you want next Tuesday. You and your...
At IHOP.
I got 2 tickets right here.
No kidding.
Yes. Now, you have to use them on Tuesday, March 8th, but you can get...
So, a week... we're recording on Tuesday afternoon. A week from today...
All day long, you can have a free pancake breakfast or lunch or dinner for you and somebody else.
You got to call the church office?
Call the church office. Or put it on Facebook or text us or whatever.
Okay. All right. So they can Facebook you, email you?
First person that gets to us can have them.
Okay, man. Awesome. Dr. Brenton Moore coming up with the pancake special.
Thank you, Reverend Chuck Maxwell. This is us. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.